Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
In the Old Testament, God used some very powerful parables to communicate with the children of Israel. For example, God gave one of these parables to Ezekiel, who shared it with 10,000 of his fellow Jews who had already been taken into captivity by Nebuchadnezzar. Listen to what God said.
Your mother was like a vine in your vineyard planted by the water. It was fruitful and full of branches because of plentiful waters. It had strong branches fit for the scepters of rulers. Its height towered among the clouds. So it was conspicuous for its height as well as its many branches. But it was uprooted in fury, thrown to the ground, and the east wind dried up its fruit. Its strong branches were torn off and dried up. Fire consumed them. Now it is planted in the wilderness, in a dry and thirsty land. Fire has gone out from its main branch and has devoured its fruit, so that it no longer has a strong branch, a scepter for ruling.
Jesus may have been reflecting on this section of Scripture when he identified himself as the true vine and the apostles as the branches. What happened to Judas parallels what happened to the kings of Israel, the branches that were removed, gathered, and burned. But the other apostles were branches that were alive, but that needed pruning so they'd bear much fruit, so they could love one another as Christ loved them. And of course, what Jesus said to the apostles applies to us as well. So here's a question for all of us. In what ways does God, the vineyard keeper, wish to prune each one of us so we'll together produce much fruit?
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.